At about the same time when Druthmer wrote down what he knew from hearsay about the Jewish Khazars, a famed Christian missionary sent by the Byzantine emperor attempted to convert them to Christianity. He was no less a figure than Saint Cyril, apostle of the Slavs, alleged designer of the Cyrillic alphabet. He and his elder brother, Saint Methodius, were entrusted with this and other proselytizing missions by the Emperor Michael III, on the advice of the Patriarch Photius, himself apparently of Khazar descent, for it is reported that the emperor once called him in anger Khazarface. Cyril's proselytizing efforts seem to have been successful among the Slavonic people in Eastern Europe, but not among the Khazars. He traveled to their country via Cherson in the Crimea. In Cherson, he is said to have spent 6 months learning Hebrew in preparation for his mission. He then took the Khazarian Way, the Don Volga Portage, to Itil, and from there traveled along the Caspian to meet the Khan. It is not said where. The usual theological disputations followed, but they had little impact on the Khazar Jews. Even the adulatory Vita Constantine, Cyril's original name, says only that Cyril made a good impression on the Khan, that a few people were baptized, and 200 Christian prisoners were released by the Khan as a gesture of goodwill. It was the least he could do for the emperor's envoy who had gone to so much trouble. There is a curious sidelight thrown on the story by students of Slavonic philology. Cyril is credited by tradition not only with having devised the Cyrillic, but also the Glagolitic alphabet. The latter, according to Barron, was used in Croatia to the 17th century. Its indebtedness to the Hebrew alphabet in at least 11 characters, representing in part the Slavonic sounds, has long been recognized. The 11 characters are A, B, V, G, E, K, P, R, S, SCH, and T. This seems to confirm what has been said earlier on about the influence of the Hebrew alphabet in spreading literacy among the neighbors of the Khazars.